The work of pastoral ministry takes place within a series of concentric circles, beginning with that over which the pastor has the greatest opportunity for direct influence and effects. This is the work of shepherding. Shepherding involves a raft of disciplines that must be learned and improved, as one or more of these disciplines always comes into play in every facet of a pastor's professional life. The work of shepherding is unto the equipping of saints for ministry, so that by their labors the local church might grow in unity and maturity in the Lord. Thus, as pastors take up the work of shepherding, they must maintain focus on the outcomes of discipleship and church growth outlined throughout the New Testament. This is the second circle defining the context and objectives of pastoral ministry. Beyond the growth of the local church is the progress of Christ's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. All who are called to the work of pastoral ministry must keep the unfolding of Christ's kingdom as the larger backdrop against which they equip church members and grow the community of faith as a whole. Finally, the glory of God, that weighty sense of His body and of the righteous and good presence of the Lord, must pervade all our efforts and ends as we carry out the work appointed to us. Thus, the knowledge of the glory of God will begin to be known through the church in our community, precisely as God intends. Pastors face the daily challenge of keeping these four contexts and objectives in mind in all they do. Nothing done to no particular purpose is worth doing, and this is especially true in the work of caring for the souls of God's people.